ABC Radio Darwin.
I might notice it. I might go, oh, here I am. I'm going along that pathway, if you like. I'm following a path that leads to me feeling a bit out of control, leads to me, you know, my heart racing, my gut churning. Then I might just stop, and I might tune back into myself. I might tune in a way that's, if we like, compassionate. So I might go, oh, look at me. I'm really worried about all this. I might put my hands over my chest. You might do it now if you want, just putting both hands over your heart area and saying to yourself, look, this is really affecting me. This is really upsetting me. This is tough stuff, you know. I am upset. I am worried. This is causing me to kind of feel a little bit scared. And just accepting you're feeling that way and keeping your hands over your heart at that time. And then tuning into your body and where you're feeling that tension in your chest, stay focused on it. Stay focused on it. Give it permission to drop down, to calm down, to soothe down. Stay focused on it till it does calm down and drop down. Now, if that's really difficult for you, keep your hands over your heart area. Keep supporting yourself and just push down with your feet really hard into the ground. So pushing down really hard, so you create a lot of tension in your legs. And then tiny bit by tiny bit, let that go. And do about 30 of those while supporting yourself. And if that's a little bit ineffective for you, you can move to breathing. So taking a nice deep breath in, holding it for 1 and 2 and 3, and then breathing out of your open mouth like you're breathing out of a straw really slowly. And you might increase that, bringing that from 3, taking it in, holding it for 4, and then slowly out through your open mouth, just letting it go, breathing it out. And keep doing that till you notice your heart calming down, your breathing slowing down. You know, the tension, if you like, you might feel it like a bit of a barometer in your vagal pathway. That's in the center line of the body. You might notice it starting to come down, starting to drop down. Stay with it till it comes down and you feel like you've now got your kind of reasonable head back on, that you're able to be calm and in the moment and make plans that maybe just one thing I can do right now. And if you find that you kind of need that regularly throughout the day, you know, forgive yourself for that. There's nothing wrong with that. We, you know, we're given this body. You know, our parents, without our permission, get together and make our body. Then we're brought up in an environment we have, you know, no control over. We don't choose it. We're just doing the best with the body we've been given. We need that check-in with ourselves. You know, we do like to feel that somebody's got us, holding us. And we can absolutely do this for ourselves. We can be there to support ourselves.
How important is it at the moment if we are more distance and we're just even reassessing in our workplace how we can spend as much time as possible working from home before we come into the office? I mean, how important is it to be chatting with friends on the phone if you're not able to engage with them in these kind of social events that we're used to?
Yeah. So this is where we have to kind of step into that bravery that we're going to need around change. Our body doesn't like change very much. It doesn't like new things so much. It really struggles with that a bit. It has a tendency to kind of dodge it, avoid it. So here we've got to kind of go, I'm going to be really brave. I'm going to, you know, download some sort of social media app. I'm going to, you know, make that call to a mate. I'm going to text a mate and see if they're okay for a call. I'm going to shout over the fence. You know, this is our, you know, this is where we have to kind of do some small acts of bravery, you know, install Skype, you know, enter into perhaps a world that's, you know, a lot less comfortable, but accept that it's not going to feel comfortable. You know, most new things don't at first. But, you know, you look back later and you're like, oh, I remember when seatbelts came in, you know, I put them on, felt pretty crappy. Now if I don't have it on, I feel weird. You know, change, you know, one way on the other side of it, it doesn't look bad at all. But getting to that other side requires a little bit of bravery.
And how important is it at the moment to switch off and to dedicatedly spend some time not digesting the 24-hour news cycle?
Yeah, I think it's very, very useful to take some time off. I give my own example. So, you know, I work with people. I work with people sometimes in quite tough situations. So in my private life and when I'm traveling, you know, in the car in the morning, at the end of the day, I'm noticing different things. I deliberately focus on the amazing wildlife we've got in the territory. I deliberately focus on a favorite song. You know, I might wind down my window and just feel the air on my face. You know, I tune into the here and now.
ABC Radio Darwin.